Hey, it's Movie Snark, making fun of what comes out of Hollywood. Explicit language guaranteed. I'm Archie Andrico, and you'll hear my voice a lot, though there will be guest readers. All movie parody scripts come from the-editing-room.com. This time, it's Joker, written by Alex W., read by Jarrett Brown.
Fade in. Interior, Rent-A-Clown Company. Joaquin Phoenix sullenly applies his clown makeup. He jams his fingers into his mouth and makes an oversized smile, but then does an oversized frown. In conclusion, Joaquin is a land of contrasts. Exterior, Gotham City. The year of our Martin, 1900 Scorsese 1. Joaquin holds an advertising sign in his clown costume and dances, but evil fuckers steal his sign and run off. Joaquin chases them, but they wreck the sign, beat him up, kick him while he's down, make him drink new Coke, scramble his Rubik's Cube, kick him in the nards, sell his underdog summer camp to evil condo developers, shit on him, and finally open the Ark of the Covenant right in front of him, making his entire face melt off and his head explode. Joaquin Phoenix, pile of bloody goop. What a horrible day. Interior, social worker's office. We zoom in real tight on Joaquin as he laughs. Joaquin Phoenix. Looks around. Oh, shit. Are we filming? That was my vocal warm-up. Sorry. Let's begin the scene. Takes a deep breath. Social worker. And I see our time's up. Laters. Exterior, Gotham. Joaquin makes his miserable way back home, taking the mockery-lined subway to his jeering bus, then walking down Go Fuck Yourself Avenue until he reaches the corner of You Suck Asshole Boulevard. Waiting for him at home is his mom, Frances Conroy. Joaquin Phoenix. Hey, Mom. Check out how emaciated I got myself for this role. Reveals gaping cavity instead of stomach. I bet I can cram an Oscar, Golden Globe, and SAG Award in there. No problem. Frances Conroy. That's wonderful, sweetheart. And I know we live in a shithole, but don't worry. Once my former employer, Thomas Wayne, gets elected mayor and has unrivaled political and financial power, he'll finally be able to save us. Joaquin Phoenix. Thomas Wayne? I thought we weren't leaning on Bat. Frances Conroy. Hush, dear. Let's watch TV. Television news anchor. Reports continue to come in about giant rats overtaking Gotham sewer. You heard right, giant rats! We here at Gotham News are sure excited to see how that comes into play later on. Handed bulletin. I've just been informed that might only be an Easter egg for a character called Ratcatcher. Sorry if anyone not 3,000% up on their bat lore got their hopes up for no reason. Later that night, they watched talk show host Robert De Niro hosting his super popular comedy late night talk show. Hey, have you seen Scorsese's King of Comedy? It's really good. Anyway, Joaquin imagines himself being in the audience. Robert De Niro. Why, look who's here, everyone. It's Joaquin. Since each and every scene of this movie has to be all about you, please tell us about yourself. Joaquin Phoenix. Sure. I live with my mom and have never murdered anybody. Not ever. Thunderous applause. Interior, Clown Company. The next day, Joaquin is preparing to work when fellow clown Glenn Fleshler approaches him. Glenn Fleshler. I heard what happened and I thought you could use this. Hands over gun and paper bag. See? Now you owe me one someday. I figure giving firearms to people who creep me the fuck out is the best way to stockpile future favors. Glenn proceeds to tell a derogatory little person joke, because fellow clown Leah Gill happens to be a little person. And gosh, it's so great we set this in 1981 so we could hear some awesome old-timey derogatory jokes. And nobody had to burn any brain cells thinking up new jokes. Joaquin is called in to see his boss. Boss. So you gotta pay for the sign or you're fired. I sure hope this isn't the last straw that makes you become... Joaquin Phoenix. What do you mean become? I started out mentally ill, delusional, maniacally laughing, glaring evilly at people who wrong me. The question is more, how long before I decide to wear a suit that fits? Boss. True enough. Oh, just one last thing before you leave. Cranks Joaquin's testicles through lasagna press. Joaquin Phoenix. What a terrible, horrible day. Interior, Joaquin's building. In the crappy elevator that uses clumps of fishing lures as buttons, Joaquin meets Zazie Beetz and her kid. Joaquin Phoenix. Hi, I'm your creepy neighbor. Maybe we could watch Taxi Driver together sometime. Finger guns himself in the head. Zazie Beetz. Joaquin spends the next 24 hours following Zazie everywhere she goes, lurking at an appropriately menacing distance. That night, there's a knock on Joaquin's door. Zazie Beetz. Hey, I thought I'd stop by to say how charming it is that you creepily stalked me all day. Pause. This is happening in your imagination, right? Joaquin Phoenix shrugs. Makes no fucking sense otherwise. So, Figment, you wanna come see my doubtlessly horrible stand-up? Zazie Beetz. Well, obviously. Interior, late night, comedy jam. Joaquin takes the stage with his notebook as imaginary Zazie looks on admiringly. Joaquin Phoenix. Well, let's get this crowd warmed up. Breathes. Okay, now for jokes. I think the Waynes should go do a stage show where they all fuck each other. It could be called The Aristobats. Huh? Huh? But after this rough start, it all goes amazingly well. Or so it might seem. Interior, Children's Hospital, the next day. Joaquin is doing his clown act for the sick children when he drops his gun. Joaquin Phoenix. Oh shit! Why the fuck wasn't that in my bag? Was I worried one of these deathly ill kids was gonna jump me? Joaquin and his gun are thrown out of the hospital. Joaquin Phoenix. Well, that sucked. I'll have to really ace my next gig, gets fired. Shit! Well, at least I can vent to my social work, social program gets cut. Shit! At least I can have a long lick of this ice cream cone. Ice cream splats on the ground. Shit! It's okay. Just take a deep breath. Deep breath punches him in the nads. Fucking hell! Writhes in pain. This truly is a terrible, horrible, no good day. Into your subway. On the subway, a woman gets harassed by three Wall Street assholes. Joaquin Phoenix. Wall Street? I thought Gotham had its own fictional financial center. Or at least it should, right? Assholes. Fuck you, clown. Let's beat this clown up, you fucking clown. Joaquin Phoenix getting pummeled. This has really been a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. However, Joaquin draws his gun and shoots two of the assholes, then uses a French Connection maneuver to murder the third asshole. Invigorated, Joaquin does some interpretive dance and then runs all the way to Zazie's door. And when she answers to find a breathless, bloody creepazoid in clown makeup, she immediately begins making out with him. Zazie Beetz, oh, I damn well better be imaginary now. Interior Joaquin's apartment, the next day. Joaquin and Frances watch a press conference with Thomas Wayne, played by Brett Cullen. Brett Cullen. So some clown shot three Wall Street guys, and now other clowns think this clown is some kind of hero. Well, I think those clowns are just clowns. Yeah, that's right. All you fucking downtrodden poors, you're all clowns. You hear me? Clowns. Vote Wayne. Frances Conroy. That reminds me. I wrote a new letter to Brett. You don't mind mailing that and not even slightly wondering what's inside, do you? Thanks. However, Joaquin opens the letter and in it, Francis says that he is Brett's son. What? Joaquin Phoenix. Come on, what is this? Fucking Star Wars? Not everyone has to be related to everyone else, damn it. Seriously, Mom, that's just fucking cheesy. Storms out. Exterior, stately Wayne Manor. Holy shit, we really are going there, both literally and figuratively, huh? Joaquin approaches the manor and finds child Bruce Wayne, who slides down a pole. Holy foreshadowing, Batman. Joaquin Phoenix. Ah, young Bruce Wayne. I look forward to being your mortal enemy when I'm 65 years old. Alfred. Piss off. We were promised a standalone Joker story, you tosser. Joaquin Phoenix. I'm not the one who decided I should be Batman's fucking brother. Oh, God. Is this a our dad has the same name set up? Because Alfred. Well, it just so happens your mom is crazy and you're not related to Batman at all. So there. Joaquin goes to confront his mom, only to find she's been taken to a hospital with a stroke. Joaquin Phoenix. What a terrible, horrible, no good, very, very bad day. Exterior hospital. At hospital, Joaquin is confronted by two detectives. Detective. We're working the clown shooter case. So we heard that you, a clown, got fired for having a gun the day of the shooting. And taking one fucking look at you shows you're a total mess. Do you have an alibi or anything? Joaquin Phoenix. Why, of course. My alibi is... Go fuck yourself! Grabs crotch, flips bird, leaves. Detective. What you gonna do? In France's room, they watch the new episode of Robert De Niro's show. Robert De Niro. Tonight, we have a clip of some awful open mic. Which would make sense in night... Robert De Niro. Tonight, we have a clip of some awful open mic. Which would make sense in 2019 as a cell phone video. But much less so in 1981. Anyway, here's the guy who sucks. We see the actual clip of Joaquin's stand-up, which does indeed suck. Everyone laughs derisively, and Robert brings out a life-size cutout of Joaquin for the entire audience to piss onto. Joaquin Phoenix. Why, truly, this is... Okay, this day is just shit. Interior, Fancy Pants Theater. Joaquin goes to a gala screening of a Charlie Chaplin film instead of a Buster Keaton one, which is a mildly surprising choice for a movie making use of the Batman animated series font. Not to go with Keaton. Joaquin confronts Brett Cullen in the bathroom. Joaquin Phoenix. I demand answers. I didn't disguise myself as an usher for nothing. Although maybe I did, given the lack of any security around here. Brett Cullen. Your mom's crazy, and you're not my son. So there. Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah, that's the same thing Alfred said. Wow, that scene really was pointless. Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah, that's the same thing Alfred said. Wow, that scene really was pointless. So you're saying my mental illness is hereditary? Brett Cullen. Ah, but I'm adding the extra detail that you were adopted. Ha ha! Joaquin Phoenix. So it's not inherited. It's just a coincidence we're both mentally ill? Do they even let mentally ill people adopt? I'm gonna have to go sort this whole thing out for myself, I think. Interior, back at Joaquin's. Joaquin dramatically emotes around the apartment. Joaquin Phoenix. What classic comic book tropes can we fill out these scenes with? Thinks. Oh, hey! Fridging! That's a popular one. Stuffs self in the fridge. Am I doing it right? Just then, the phone rings, and after checking the earpiece for glued-on thumbtacks, Joaquin answers. It's a call from the De Niro show. Assistant. Yes. That video of your lousy act has gone viral, so we'd love to book you. Oh, wait, it's 1981. Shit, I mean, we've been getting lots of phone calls about how shitty your stand-up is, so, please come be shitty on our program? Interior, Arkham Medical Facility. Intent on finding the truth about his past, Joaquin goes to Arkham and talks to special guest clerk Brian Tyree Henry. Brian Tyree Henry. Normally I wouldn't hand files over, but in your case, I can make an exception. Opens file. Oh man, I don't think you want to see this. Joaquin Phoenix. Because of how incredibly horrible and twisted it is? Never before imagined depths of... Brian Tyree Henry. Not that, it's just... It's so hacky. Joaquin Phoenix. I'll be the judge of that! Snatches file. Wow, so my mom was crazy, and I was adopted, and I was abused as a child? Fuck, that is like every lazy-ass TV cliche about where do serial killers come from. All blended up into a bullshit trope smoothie. And that's it? Brian Tyree Henry.
Yep.
Joaquin Phoenix sighs. Why couldn't I have just fallen into a vat of acid? Enraged by the rote nature of the revelations, Joaquin goes back to the hospital and flat out murders his mom. Which alerts nobody at all, so maybe it... didn't happen? Then he visits Zazie Beetz, who in reality, brace yourselves, isn't his girlfriend at all. Dun dun dun! And we don't see how that resolves, But then again, whatever you think happened, maybe didn't happen anyway. Whee! Interior Joaquin's apartment. Joaquin is applying super fast-acting green dye to his hair when his old co-clowns, Glenn and Leah, pay him a visit. Glenn Fleshler. Hey, buddy. I just wanted to see how you were holding on to that gun. And how you're doing with not saying where you got it. Joaquin Phoenix. Did you know that in Dark Knight, we never actually see the guy get stabbed right in the fucking eye? I'd say we need to fix that pronto. Stabs Glenn right in the fucking eye. Leah Gill. Oh, shit! Plus, I'm too short to undo the door latch. I'm trapped. Are there some audience people laughing at my imminent demise? Not cool. Joaquin Phoenix. Don't worry, Lee. You were never mean to me, so I'll let you go. Though, by the end of the movie, I'm murdering innocent people for no reason. Not sure what changes my mind on that score. Lee Gill. Phew! Now I can get the fuck out of here and call the cops to come raid this place. Or, alternatively, alert those two detectives to perhaps trail you at a distance. Maybe I'll flip a coin. Exterior Gotham City. Joaquin triumphantly parades out of his building, finally in full Joker costume. He swaggers over to his favorite public steps and celebrates his huge culminating moment by doing a bunch of random dance moves haphazardly added to pedophile music. Okay, this is a big paragraph. Joaquin triumphantly parades out of his building, finally in full Joker costume. He swaggers over to his favorite public steps and celebrates his huge culminating moment by doing a bunch of random dance moves haphazardly edited to pedophile music. Detective number one. Oh, hey, there he is! Could have grabbed him sooner if he weren't keeping such a low profile. The detectives run towards Joaquin, who runs away. The chase leads onto a crowded subway full of people in clown masks on their way to a huge public protest. Detective number two. We got him now. These decent citizens will surely aid us in capturing the fugitive who's inspired them. Please clear the way. Perhaps somebody could block Joaquin's exit door? Excuse me, but... Swarmed, pulverized. Interior, television studio. Joaquin arrives to do the show and is greeted by Robert and Mark Maron. Robert De Niro. Here's the program. First, we'll skip over my opening monologue, since that would mean referring to tonight's headlines, which are all variants of Killer Clown Identified, Cops Launch Citywide Manhunt for Guy Who Was Right Over There. So instead, we'll go right into the guests from The Dark Knight Returns graphic novel, and then you. Joaquin Phoenix. That's when I come out and tell jokes? Robert De Niro. No, because they suck. Instead, we'll just talk about how you have no talent and how you suck. And I have no idea if you can even hold up your end of a conversation, so this might be the worst segment in talk show history for all I know. This is just a shitty idea all the way through. Mark Maron. Is this whole movie set in 1981 just so I didn't have to change my look from Glow? Thanks, guys. Mark Maron. Is this whole movie set in 1981 just so that I didn't have to change my look from Glow? Thanks, guys. Joaquin Phoenix. Fine, fine. But I have one question first. Do you bleed? No, wait. Do you dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? Shit, that's not it either. Do you know where I got these scars? Fuck, hang on. I'll get it eventually. Oh, right. I remember now. Deep breath. When you bring me out, will you be talking to me? Are you... talking to... Oh, damn it, never mind. I'll see you out there. The show begins. Joaquin is introduced. And at long fucking last, we've caught up to the end of the trailers. Now maybe, finally, we'll have some story beats we hadn't already figured out. I'll hold my breath, though. Robert De Niro. Welcome! Yes, audience, it's the shitty comic you all apparently demand to see more of. How's it going? Joaquin Phoenix. Been a busy week. Murdered a coworker, those three subway dudes, maybe my mom. Plus I've done, like, a lot of acting. Like, so much. Not sure what the point of it all is, though. Robert De Niro. What? You killed those fine young men? That's despicable! Joaquin Phoenix. I think it's a statement on society or something, except you can't trust anything that happened in the movie since it's 1000% from my unreliable point of view. So maybe it's a character study, except so reductive and superficial that it's more of a character stare at?
Robert De Niro.
None of this is an excuse for murdering those fine young men.
Joaquin Phoenix.
A dissertation on mental illness, perhaps. If by dissertation you mean, watch Joaquin act crazy, awful things happen to Joaquin, he acts crazy some more, repeat.
Robert De Niro.
Listen, punk. You're gonna answer for the death of those fine young men, damn it.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Or just strip away all the shoutouts, references, and bat Easter eggs, and it's pretty basic. Miserable loser gets shit on nonstop until he blows up.
Story.
Speaking of which,
shoots Robert De Niro.
Everyone panics, except the other guests and some old footage of Clint Eastwood. In the ensuing confusion, Joaquin goes nowhere and is easily arrested.
Exterior, Gotham. Joaquin is driven around in a cop car in a way in which is vaguely reminiscent of something. Maybe Twitter has figured out what. But he is slammed into by a stolen ambulance and freed.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Wow, they're celebrating me as their hero, which I already noticed. So I guess the cops can rearrest me now, and this dramatic escape didn't really mean much.
Meanwhile, not far away is a movie theater where we discover that Brett Cullen has decided to take his family to the movies right smack dab in the middle of a citywide angry mob protest aimed specifically at him. Because this version of Thomas Wayne is a complete fucking idiot. Seriously, great fucking job there, Mr. Wayne.
Brett Cullen.
Quick, it'll be safer in that dark alleyway. Oh, come on, really?
Yes, really. Because what could fit better in this cutting-edge, no-holds-barred film than once more yet fucking again seeing Batman's parents get shot in slow motion? Oh, and there go the pearls. Of course, can't leave that out. Will this poor woman ever reach the grave with her necklace intact?
Interior, Arkham Mental Institution.
Sometime later, Joaquin talks to his new therapist.
Therapist.
Wow, you're miserable as shit.
Maybe you should go see the Joker movie. That might cheer you up.
Joaquin Phoenix.
But doctor, I am Joker.
Pause.
I mean, as long as we're ripping shit off.
Therapist.
Yeah, go for it. Though I hear maybe there's gonna be...
Therapist.
Yeah, go for it. Though I hear maybe they're gonna make it like Batman's Joker is a copycat of your Joker, so maybe you're not, like, the real Joker. If we presume... being Batman's nemesis is a prerequisite of being the true...
Joaquin Phoenix.
God damn it! This was supposed to be a bold, new, definitive Joker movie. Now, you're saying we went through all this shit, and maybe I'm not even the proper fucking Joker?
Murders.
The end. In a big, flowery, ironic font.
Movie Snark is a project of Bad Maria Productions. Please visit badmariaprods.com for more. And thanks for listening.